From London, BBC Caribbean Report.
Montserrat's volcanic crisis still causing tension within British departments. OECS manufacturers await the outcome of CARICOM's Protocol 7 review. And West Indies keeping more than just a close eye on final England-South Africa cricket test. I am Keith Stonegraves and this is BBC Caribbean Report. In Britain, the Department for International Development has rejected accusations of incompetence from a parliamentary select committee over their handling of the volcanic crisis on Montserrat. The select committee report slammed what it called tensions and inefficiencies which had prevented decisive action. Electra Naismith has more.
The report suggests that responsibility for the chaotic handling of the crisis lies both with British Foreign Secretary Robin Cook and International Development Minister Clare Short. The Montserrat crisis highlighted what many have referred to as a turf war between DFID and the Foreign Office. DFID's predecessor, the Overseas Development Agency, had been part of the Foreign Office, but when the then newly elected Prime Minister Tony Blair gave the office its own portfolio, the move was widely thought to have caused resentment. These tensions, the report suggests, led to what it calls a lack of political will, which dogged efforts to provide effective emergency relief to the beleaguered island. The committee document asserts that there will always be unnecessary tensions and inefficiencies if money from the International Development Ministry is used to fund what it calls Foreign Office political priorities. The report concludes that the United Kingdom government must face up to its responsibilities to the people of Montserrat